Good morning. Good to have you with us. Wednesday, the 18th of March, WWIB. Are you shooting today, Caleb?
I do believe I am, yes. Yeah. So rally the support, friends.
I set the bar high. You got to make two to match me, three to beat me.
Did you hear yesterday with FCA Day that Rip David Ripplinger came in and knocked down five?
No, I
didn't.
Yes,
that's
after
awesome.
Draper guys hit clutch. Four and said, yeah, I'm going to put pressure on him. Then Rip came in and just ripped him through the net one after one.
That's fantastic.
So how are you coping? I mean, wow, what a week it's been from President Trump addressing the nation from the Oval Office last Wednesday. I mean, just every day it's like, did you hear? Did you hear?
I know.
And this new normal we're currently living, how are you coping? We'd love to hear at our talk and text line, where you can also pledge, 715-396-1670, 396-1670. I was glad to hear yesterday my wife said, I don't even know if this is okay or not, but I'm just going to tell you. My kids went to Carson Park. There were a lot of other people. There were some other people there. They were 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
But they were enjoying some of the playground equipment, some of the slides, introducing Michael, and like getting away from just being on a screen.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good.
Yeah, we had very little screen time at our house yesterday. You know what I did yesterday? You asked, you know, how are you coping? I, for my own well-being and mental health, I've done this in November in years past, attitude of gratitude, and just starting to post gratitude things. And so I've resurrected my attitude of gratitude post. So, I am focusing on gratitude. They've done so many studies on gratitude journaling, and it can decrease anxiety. It can help with depression. It can change your outlook. Attitude of gratitude. So I'm gratitude journaling again, and I'm doing it publicly so that hopefully I can inspire others. And you know, that's just very much what I'm doing. Also, we went to the library and we've checked out like 49 items in the past because they're closing. So
the Altoona closed yesterday.
They were open yesterday. I believe they're open today with a lot of like number, like restrictions on how many people are allowed in at the same time, but this is their last day.
Altoona and Chippewa
closed at 8 o'clock last night.
So I visited with the library, I visited with the librarian yesterday towards the end of the day. They had checked out 1,932 items, and this was at like 6 o'clock. When I spoke with the librarian earlier in the day, she said on a busy summer day, they'll check out like 700 items.
Yeah, wow.
That's good for you.
There
people,
you go. People I mean, are finding the
line. Yeah, right on.
Yes. Before some people who are toilet paper, we went for the books. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, maybe that's wrong, but.
And I appreciate the top of your gratitude list was you were thankful for Caleb and I as your co-host, so thank you for that. Caleb, how about you? I thought I read that.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I must have missed being tagged.
Hang on,
in that
I got to edit something quick.
Well, yeah, I mean, and we posted on the main web Facebook page as well, too. What are people and things that we can be thankful for? You know, what if we chose gratitude? What if we chose positivity? And to be honest, I didn't get quite as much interaction with that post. It was, a couple days ago that I posted that. So, you know what? If you're maybe feeling spurred on this morning to go jump on that post, just a couple down on our Wib Radio Facebook page and comment. That would be great. But, you know, we thought about, again, folks who are driving trucks right now, all of our medical workers, nurses, doctors, CNAs, those working with the elderly, retail workers who are putting in massive, massive hours in pretty hectic situations. So, again, yeah, absolutely. I've been thinking along the same lines of who can we thank? Who can we say, you know what, recognize those who are going above and beyond to help us in this community.
Yeah, absolutely. So, attitude of gratitude. We're all going to do our best, and we're all in this together, folks. So
you're only as joyful as you are thankful. So absolutely love that. Yeah, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks. It says in all circumstances, for this is God's will in Christ.
Absolutely. Well, we all know we're supposed to be washing our hands. Every day.
Played a Danny
no
Gokey
matter
song
what.
This morning. Kind of a short one. Kids, wash your hands. Thank you to Danny.
So, wash your hands. We shouldn't have to have that level of PSA about
it's amazing the difference it makes. Wow.
but there's a woman in Washington State who's been washing her hands very diligently over the last few days, and she finally discovered that the block of soap she was using wasn't actually soap. It was a block of cheese.
You would think this story would come from here.
Yeah, right. How did it happen?
Well, someone left a block of cheese on the counter after, out of the fridge on the counter, and she thought it was a bar of soap laying on the counter, so she started using it, and it took several days.
It's like a pumice
days.
Stone or something
right?
like that, some mature-looking cheddar.
Well, it's described as mature-looking cheddar, and doesn't it get, like, greasy and stuff on the outside after it's been sitting
you
out
would think,
for a while?
Honestly, like, yeah.
I'm sure it's moisturizing, though.
But I suppose you're like, oh, I gotta wash this off my hands now. It's just all part of it. It's new soap.
Yuck.
So many people on the keto diet, I mean, meat and cheese and meat. And so, you know, you're going to have the cheese be kind of left out in the counter and somebody's like, hey, let me wash my hands with that.
I mean,
wouldn't you notice after the first time?
You
though?
Would think, wouldn't you? I don't know. Yeah. Don't wash your hands with cheese, though I'm sure it's moisturizing. It's not recommended. You're going to want to use soap. You're going to want to see some bubbles form at least a little bit, okay?
And at least 20 seconds, as we've been telling you.
That's right.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. As you can probably figure, we're challenged just like everybody else. I mean, most notably, Hillary is telling us about a relative of hers who's working in the medical field in Chicago. And wow, talk about stress and challenge. And our thoughts and our prayers are with those folks as they labor on. So we're mixed with trying to update you on that in serious and substantive ways, like the interview 24 hours ago with Dr. Richard Swenson, which we'll get the podcast up today at WIB.com.
It's totally up.
Thank you. Podcasts, WIB Wake Up Show. But we also try to bring some things from the lighter side. So we're each going to contribute something. Mine is, it is National Sloppy Joe Day.
With pickles or without pickles?
Well, I tell you what, pickles is a good idea. I don't typically, but I think that's a great idea.
I put potato chips on them.
Oh, very
salty,
solid choices.
Crunch there.
Yes, excellent. Yeah. No, try pickles. Just try it sometime. But yeah, I'll try your potato chips. You try the pickles.
I will try the pickles. Deal. I just want to say, Manwich is kind of at the corner on the Sloppy Joe market, though, right? Mm-hmm. And what's their famous slogan? A sandwich is a sandwich, but a manwich is a...
Manwich.
Meal.
Oh, a meal.
A manwich is a meal.
I nailed that one.
Good job.
So we're learning our patterns here. I would have said the same thing.
Okay. Well, I'm old enough.
I remember that now that you say it, but...
Well, you know what? The slogan was from 1969.
It's kind of like the meme going around Facebook. It's like, now that we've learned to wash our hands, tomorrow we'll be working on shapes and colors.
Yeah, that's right. Someday we'll get to cursive.
Oh, my God. Goodness. So, yeah, manwich is good
Another
stuff.
Light contribution from someone.
Baby Yoda, waffle maker. Yes, he stole the show, The Mandalorian, stole our hearts with his large eyes and oversized ears as soon as he peeked out from his space crib. Well, the Fun Size Force user has taken over social media, as many of you have seen, memes, animatronic dolls, Funko Pops, all those things. Well, now he set his sights on your breakfast table, maybe something fun. While kids are at home for a little bit longer, the Baby Yoda Waffle Maker, it's a kitchen tool that stamps, of course, a portrait of Baby Yoda right onto your breakfast in the morning. You can get it for $40.
We used to have a Hello Kitty waffle maker at our house, made Hello Kitty waffles that were very cute, but we gave it away. And then we had a waffle party where Alyssa's like, where's the Hello Kitty waffle paper? I haven't had that in several years, kiddo, because you're not a small child anymore. And
there we go.
Challenging to make. A mom in the UK stockpiled 18 rolls, just 18 rolls, not bad, of toilet paper.
Sure.
Okay.
It seems legit.
It seems totally, honestly, we're a family of four. We routinely have 18 rolls of toilet paper in our house.
Okay.
I mean, that's not too much. She was beside herself after leaving the paper unattended, only to find her children had decided to give them a bath along with many of their toys. It's all in the bathtub full of water. Can you dry it somehow? Mm. Can you dry it? I don't know. All right. Lighthearted. Hope you're all doing well amidst all of this. Let's all have an attitude of gratitude and try to find the joy together.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at wwib.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.